blood and then other areas of implant biomaterials. By the time, I reached the 90s, so I had been basically doing this kind of work about 25 years already, I started having some interesting doubts in my mind about the fundamental basis of what I was doing. And basically what I'd been trying to do for 25 years, I mean, I'd done surface analysis, I'd done synthesis. My real goal the whole time was to make better materials for medicine. Mm-hmm. That was the application, that's where I was going. And in spite of the fact that I'm very sophisticated in doing these sort of things, there was no evidence how materials were getting better. In other words, they basically just healed pretty much the same. This is particularly in soft tissue implant sites. And I started actually studying biology in a lot more detail back then. Biology had gone from a rather almost a sleepy field in the early 70s. You know, molecular biology was the discovery area in science. That almost certainly pushed the field of physics, that it was the original sort of discovery area in science, the second place. Biology, particularly molecular biology, was the excitement. Yeah. New discoveries were coming along about how cells communicated with each other, about biological recognition, how things recognized each other. And I came to realize that although we're making better materials and we're getting very neat medical materials here, there's no way a living cell could ever recognize a piece of Teflon or one of these hydrogels or a piece of titanium. Gold, or used in medicine, evolution had never provided the recognition mechanisms, the receptors, the biology.